Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Where did we go?
One man.
Went to sleep and then like woke up and did some stuff and then came back to work the next day.
He was one man. He had one desire.
Her name was...
Everything's like in a, right? Like in a time. In a place.
In a land before time.
In a world. Right?
No, in a world, Jack. Oh, you got to adjust my levels.
Yeah. All right. I mean, we like you and everything, but you were just a little loud in my brain space.
I'm trying to be the new voice.
I think it's too much compression.
Too much compression.
Manic compression. Oh, anybody a fan of a band called Quicksand? No? Okay. They had an album called Manic Compression that I thought was a neat title. Anyway, Captain's Log, Stardate 04172022. This. It's Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Doctor, Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
I expect to have some callers. If you wish to call and join us, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Phones are open right now.
I think I know who we're
right speaking. Now.
I'm
right
expecting, now. Well, I mean, outside of the usual suspects, expecting a couple of people to call. So we'll see if they follow through or if they chicken out or, you know. Yeah.
Come on, Kahuna, call in.
Or I don't want to say his, it's Sorcisto.
Oh, okay.
I believe may call. I don't know if that's the name he'll go
this
by.
This is Encanto language, but whatever it's called. Esperanto.
I'm actually only saying part of it, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but you
we
know
don't talk about Esperanto.
But I do want to talk about this article from Jamie Redmond over at Bitcoin.com.
Oh.
So you guys remember the bailouts of 2008, right? When the
housing collapse.
Yeah, the market bubble and all that kind of stuff.
Prop up
and
the housing.
And so too big to fail. That was, really,
right?
That was the phrase du jour that the government decided to use to say, basically, oh, we're going to rape you taxpayers to bail out these large corporations that really should be out of business.
But they're too big to fail.
And everybody just sort of laid down and took it.
Well, okay. Yes, they did. What would you have suggested the people do otherwise?
Eject.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there are ways of sort of getting rid of the bad guys.
Okay.
You can look to history for examples of doing so. People, of course, could have gotten together and just figured out a way to discontinue paying these bastards. That would be the number one thing, you know, if you cut off their method of collecting fundage. Now, of course, they could still go to their buddies at the Federal Reserve and go, hey, print us up a bunch of money. So like, it's almost a moot point at this point.
Odd that they can do that and yet still tax. Right. That's one of those like everyone knows it's a thing.
Yeah.
But it's conspiratorial to talk
about. And in fact, like somebody was telling me, and I haven't verified any of this, somebody's telling me that the amounts that the federal government collects in, say, income tax, for example, is only enough to maybe pay the interest payment on all of the money the government has borrowed from the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
So, like,
you can borrow more money to it's like, keep the thing going.
You know, it's like, oh, just pay your subscription fee, and you know, we'll print as much as you like. You know,
more movies coming.
It's like the Federal Reserve is the Netflix of government monetary policy.
Right.
You know, they just,
we need more subscribers.
Yeah.
To keep the printing presses going.
So, following the controversial bank bailouts and troubled asset relief program, also known as TARP. in 2008. Reports show in late 2019 and 2020, the U.S. Federal Reserve participated in providing trillions
with a T,
with a T, trillions of dollars in secret repo loans to mega banks. At the end of March, investigative journalists Pam and Russ Martins from Wall Street on Parade uncovered $3.84 trillion in stealth repo loans.
This is 14 years later. This is like last March, 14 years after the bailouts. The crack investigative team has found some things.
Just wait.
Okay.
$3.84 trillion in stealth repo loans from the Fed to French financial institution BNP in quarter one of 2020. Additional data indicates that the U.S. Central Bank leveraged secret repo loans to provide a whopping $48 trillion to mega banks in late 2019 and into 2020, just as the COVID and the lockdowns were onsetting.
What would you do at $48
trillion? $48 trillion.
Trillion?
This is in addition to all, like,
both of Jeff Bezos' yachts.
This is in addition to all of the trillions of dollars that they've printed up.
Right.
Right? You know, in their quantitative easing and, you know, whatever other BS terminology they're using. Reports show the Fed funneled tens of trillions to megabanks in 2019 and 2020, while Wall Street eagerly awaits the Federal Reserve's next benchmark rate hike decision. A number of investigative reports show the U.S. Central Bank participated in massive bank bailouts that are of biblical proportions. The first report stems from Wall Street on Parade's Pam and Russ Martins, which accuses the Fed. We talked about this $3.84 trillion already. The Martins findings highlight many more secret loans that come from a data dump derived from the New York Federal Reserve Branch. The data dump showcases secret repo loans from the Fed megabanks from September 17, 2019 to July 2, 2020. The Wall Street on Parade authors say the media has not reported on the data dump at all.
Of course not.
Why would they?
They have a chart here that I'm not going to bother describing.
It's got lines on it, some numbers.
It does, and some labels. And it goes this way and that way.
It just keeps going up and up and up.
Mainstream media has heretofore instituted a news blackout on the names of the banks that received the repo loan bailouts and the Fed's data releases, the Martins exposed details. As of 4 p.m. today, and this was a couple of days ago now, we see no other news reports on this critical information that the American people need to see, the author said on March 31st, 2022. As of today, April 13th, 2022, there are no mainstream media outlets that have covered this news after Bitcoin.com searched for more information. Pam and Russ Martin's findings are scathing. The data dump's numbers almost seem unfathomable. The report states, quote, "The Fed data released this morning shows that the trading units of six global banks received $17.66 trillion of the $28.6 trillion in term-adjusted cumulative loans, or 63% of the total for all 25 trading houses that borrowed through the Fed's repo loan program in the first quarter of 2020.
So this could just be me projecting a little bit,
sure.
So forgive my ignorance. But sometimes when I hear those numbers, they're so large for me to conceptualize.
Yeah, me too.
That there's nothing I can do with that information.
Yeah, where did they get all that money?
Like, even if you could answer that, what difference does it make to me?
They pulled
my average every day-to-day life.
Well, right. What it means is that additional inflation. Right.
Right.
The common folk out there going, oh, Putin's price increase. Well, Putin has nothing to do, literally nothing to do with the price increases on your store shelves.
Right. But the common folk, they see the price go up, and they go, gosh darn, guess I'm broke still. Right?
Yeah.
Like, and they go, well, it's because they're printing $48 trillion and giving it to the big banks.
Well, and of course, so
what?
As much as this $48 trillion is unfathomable to conceptualize,
yeah.
You have to add it to the additional
30
or so trillion in the last year and the year before that. So, like, it's just a further illustration of the dilution of the value of the dollar.
Sure.
So what that means, of course, the value to you or to anybody who can't fathom these numbers is just that it's going to get worse.
Yeah,
inflation is here. You're already poor. Everything's getting more expensive. Well, it's going to escalate.
Yeah, I hear with the national debt too. Like whatever, how many dozens of trillions of dollars that is. I go on what? It's not like it's ever going to be paid off. It's an irrelevant number to most people.
Yeah, I like this music that you're playing.
603-283-6160. Yeah, I made it myself.
Yeah, it's great.
I didn't. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
where the music kicks in. If you're talking and I have the headphones on, I totally can't hear you at all.
I was like running the bit through my head and trying to decide whether or not it was to use it on air as we came back, or whether it was going to be too objectionable in some former content.
Well, and since we're already back, I guess it's too late this time.
It could be. Or I could, like, say the bit and you could tell me.
No,
I
don't save the bit. We could wait until another time that we come back.
No, well, we go to break. Save the bit for when we're going to break.
I don't want to do it on air until I get approval first.
All right.
Because it could be offensive to some people.
All right, Steve, you'll be the approval guy.
Okay.
All right. So if I say it, he's approved it.
I've just delegated it.
I approve his message.
I have the dump button, so I can override it.
Well, it's not that objectionable. It's not like...
It's coming from you, I don't know, man.
I have never been dumped on this show.
I don't think the FCC would object to anything
that Richie's going to say. You've never been dumped yet.
That is true.
On this show.
Up until this point.
What about other shows?
No, I don't think so. I've only called into this show. I'm not like...
Hey, speaking of calling in, you can call in right now.
At?
Call the terrorist hotline, 603-283-6160.
You got to repeat it, though. I'll say it twice.
603-283-6160 if you would like to join us in the studio tonight here at Free Talk Live. It's myself, the captain, Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
We're talking about this article from Bitcoin.com about these repo loans, these stealth bailouts that no other media, at least mainstream media, is talking about except for the folks over at Bitcoin.com, this particular article penned by Jamie Redmond, to the tune of $48 trillion.
Whatever that means.
With a T.
It's a lot of money. That's what it means.
It's a lot of money. You show me one of those graphs where it's like the size of the Empire State Building with $100 bills,
yeah.
And then there's a little man scale down there, like, this is what $48 trillion looks like. I go like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, so
impossible.
Stuff's going to get more expensive at the grocery store.
Right. That's like so the bottom line. Point number one is they've given out these loans, these bailout loans, is the closest thing they can be compared to, like the 2008 too big to fail when they did all that, right? Except this $48 trillion exceeds that amount of money.
Significant.
So if you were at all upset with the fact that the government decided to bail out these too big to fail companies, you should be as upset, if not more, that it has done it again and even more money this time, and apparently there's a media blackout.
No, I think it's Putin's price hike, isn't it?
Poontang did not have anything to do with this. Okay. Vladimir Poontang. That's how you pronounce it, right?
Easy scapegoat.
Yeah.
Poontang?
The Economist explains that the bailouts were supposed to be stopped by the Dodd-Frank Act, but U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen helped change that. Well, what happened, apparently, was that while the Dodd-Frank Act was being rewritten by Congress, Janet Yellen changed the wording around and said, well, how do we define a general liquidity crisis? Hudson told Martins during a phone interview, well, it doesn't mean that what you and I mean by a liquidity crisis, meaning the whole economy is illiquid, Hudson added. The professor of economics at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, continued, Dodd-Frank was supposed to say, okay, we're not going to let banks have their trading facilities, the gambling facilities on derivatives, and just placing bets on the financial markets. We're not supposed to help the banks out of these problems at all. So I think the reason that the newspapers are going quiet on this is the Fed broke the law, and it wants to continue breaking the law.
Oh, no, they broke the law.
Breaking the law.
I know. It's only illegal when you or I do it.
Right.
Right. When government does it.
Well, what sort of penalty are they going to face? They bailed out their buddies with trillions upon trillions, dozens of trillions of dollars, and nothing. Nothing will ever come of it.
No, I know.
Even if the media, the mainstream media, like was reporting it, What's the solution? What are we supposed to do about it? Like, how is the people supposed to hold them accountable for this nonsense? It's not going to happen.
Well, that's a good question, Richie Rich. How are the people supposed to hold these people accountable?
Well, you can beat them at their own game, right? Like you were saying, that if you become one of the lobbyists, or a collective group becomes part of a lobbyist, organization. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that'll probably never work. That'll probably never work. We're not corrupt enough. We're too honest.
So how do these people get held accountable, Rich?
I don't know. I'll throw out the question. I don't have an answer. From an individual perspective, right, the only thing I can think of on the nonviolent side of things, right, is you have to stop using their money.
Yes.
And
yes.
Prior to crypto, prior to Bitcoin and all that other stuff, right, I told people, like, get out of Federal Reserve notes, stop using dollars.
Yes.
Like, what you have to do with your dollars is immediately convert it to something of higher value. And I would have coworkers go like, well, I need it for food and gas. And I go like, that's higher value, right? But whatever's left over, buy something else with it.
Right.
Right. Like, maybe not spend it, but yep. Gold, silver, whatever you can afford.
Yep.
Like, you have to get out of that system somehow.
Well, you could buy food. I mean, food in my freezer is an appreciating asset right now.
It is. It's true.
Right.
If I bought chicken at 79 cents a pound, it's $1.79. It's gone up. Making money.
And I've been looking on Craigslist regularly for a chest freezer.
Right.
Yeah. They've been few and far between. I'm also looking for a chest freezer. Yeah. I have a very small area, and I need a very specific size. But I keep finding ones that are way too big or way too small.
Okay.
So I'll ping you if I find one.
Please do.
You know. But they haven't been. I keep bumping into ones that are like the commercial ones, like the roll top freezer,
72 cubic feet.
No, like the roll top at the convenience store for keeping the ice cream cones in, yeah, that kind of thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to have a good humor freezer in my kitchen.
Because, like you said, like I'm in a small apartment and I don't have a lot of fridge space or space as it is. But I realize that dollars are going nowhere and food prices are going up.
Right.
So I'm trying to get as much, you know,
right. You
non-perishables
either,
as they can.
If you cook it and dehydrate it, maybe that could be a way to do it.
Could be.
Store it that way.
There's a lot of good solutions on stuff like that.
Yeah.
But in general, that's not holding them
accountable. But if you find a local farmer who may take cash or crypto or gold backs to get into like a CSA or some type of thing, like, oh, I'm going to buy 10 chickens over the next
The easier
year.
Thing to do, of course, is to find a community that's already making these types of maneuvers. They're already exchanging in alternate currencies, whether it's gold, silver, gold backs, for example,
sure.
Cryptocurrency, that type of thing. If you are of a freedom mind and you want to take steps to insulate yourself from what is coming, because this next bit talks about how the Federal Reserve members are split on whether or not U.S. inflation will be persistent.
As long as they print the money, it's going to be persistent.
How can you be split on this? Like, if you think it's not going to be persistent, you're a moron.
Yeah.
And if you think it's going to be persistent, well, you're probably spot on. Because not only is it going to be persistent, it's going to escalate.
The only thing that curbs that a little bit is the shrinkflation or the technological advances that bring prices down and pressure up against it.
Only when allowed,
only when allowed.
By the government, right? So we see that with electronics like television, for example.
That's the easy example, yeah.
Totally cheap.
Tesla batteries, are they full of diesel fuels?
603-283-6160. We'll talk about that and more here on Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 7 weeks of fighting, Mariupol may fall to Russian troops. About 2,500 Ukrainian fighters are believed to be holding out there and refusing to surrender. Russia says they will annihilate them.
in the West more evidence of war crimes in places like Bucha. And there's still a shortage of heavy weaponry in Ukraine, with promises that more will be arriving soon. The many troubles of the world were remembered by Pope Francis, who asked for peace in his traditional Easter blessing. The Pope celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic started. On Palm Sunday, he begged for an Easter truce in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A suspect has been arrested after 14 people were injured during a shooting at a South Carolina mall on Saturday. Dwayne Price was one of three men who had been identified as people of interest and may face additional charges. Police officials indicate there may be at least one more suspect tied to the shooting. Police have also updated the victim count from 12 to 14, including 9 with gunshot wounds. 5 other victims had injuries, including broken bones and lacerations, after a stampede trying to run from the mall. A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the CDC. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Just because you're racist doesn't mean people won't be offended, okay?
I'm sorry. I thought it would be fun. That's all.
We're back.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number, I believe. Yes, it is. 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Now, what were you going to say about Elon?
Elon.
What I wanted to know is because, like, he's South African.
Yeah.
He's an African.
Okay.
But he's a white African.
Okay.
So is he African?
He's American.
And is he even American?
Is he even a citizen?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All the talk about him being president seems moot in my point,
although,
because he's not qualified.
I'm so tired of everybody talking about Musk.
African American.
Musky.
Like, oh my gosh, man. Like,
he took over the troll responsibilities from Donald Trump while Biden's in office.
It's this whole, like, celebrity worship thing where, like, everybody's looking for their savior. And so the savior du jour is now Elon.
Right.
Elon.
So I was talking to a friend about this on the podcast. He is a fan of Elon. And his words, not mine, or his thoughts, not mine, is whatever Elon's doing, like all the companies that he founded, all the startups, all the projects that he's into, right, he is doing because he thinks it's the right thing to do and that it's what's going to move humanity as a whole forward.
Do you think he thinks that, though, or is he just trying to, like, make more money? Like, he's a brilliant marketer, right? And he always has been. That's why he's been as successful as he has. So, like, to me, all he's doing is more marketing.
How much more money does he need?
Well, how much money does anybody need?
It's none of your business.
It's none of you're right. It's none of my business. But my point is that at some point, right? Like, what I'm saying is, if I had as much money as Elon, you wouldn't even know I existed.
You'd be trolling the internet too.
No, I wouldn't. I'd disappear.
You'd be bored. You'd be bored.
You'd find
Facebook. You would be talking about me in the past tense, like whatever happened to Richie Rich, because you would never hear from me again.
Well, we'd know he would no longer go by two of the same name.
Maybe. But that what that boredom leads to, if you're calling it boredom, right? Like he has enough money to buy anything, do whatever he wants. So the only thing left is like power and control, possibly.
You're overlooking the one thing that he loves.
One thing.
Attention.
Attention. Fame.
Right. Sure.
Right? So he's obviously a fame junkie.
But he's got it.
Yes. And he aims to keep it.
Sure.
And if it only costs him like $40 billion,
this Twitter thing is a pittance to
right.
him. But just if you flip the quarter and it like hit the ground.
Right. I'll come up with $10,000. Okay.
Well, just like every other celebrity, right? Every now and again, the successful ones, every now and again, they sort of reinvent themselves, right?
Okay.
So this is his latest reinvention of himself to keep himself in the news, to keep himself relevant in social media and amongst the masses, to keep people talking about him, because that's what makes him feel good and makes him worth something.
Okay.
His previous
one. But it's not about the money.
His previous one was about going to space. Right?
Well, again, but that moves humanity forward. We talked about the asteroids
maybe,
last week.
It moves, right?
Do you think NASA's going to get us to another planet? It's going to be a private company, potentially SpaceX.
I'm not saying that that won't be the case, but what I'm saying is that's how he reinvented himself the last time.
Okay.
So he's just doing it again in another way, and everybody's all, oh, yeah, everybody's just blowing him. And I'm like, what is so awesome about this guy that makes you want to blow him all the time?
Well, okay, but again, think about what he's come up with, right? The solar panels, the solar car, SpaceX, PayPal, which was a big deal before crypto, right? These were all, like, valuable things to the general public.
Yeah, cool.
Right, but trading carbon credits to get money for Tesla is not really good for the humanity. Because that's how Tesla makes a lot of money, by trading carbon credits.
All right. Let's
stop talking about
Musk. The captain continues. Let's go to the phone and talk to Big Kahuna calling from Florida. Mr. Kahuna, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Let's
call him,
hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I want to talk about incompetence tonight.
Luckily for you, all three of us are here. What's for dinner?
Yeah, what's for dinner? Yeah, so anyway, what brought it to a head was I had, you know, without going into the details too much, I had multiple things in my life, and I guess these are all sort of first world problems, if you will, but plumbing, my car, cell phone, insurance, these were all, I'll call them situations that happened recently where, and these were all voluntary contracts. I entered voluntarily with the company that's providing service. They obviously took me on voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
And just not performing, you know, as contracted. And one of them was, I guess the one example quickly was, you know, plumbing. I had a couple new toilets installed. It took them four tries. Four different dudes came out. Thing was leaking all over the place, and that's what happened. And there was really no apology, if you will. It took actually 2 months to actually schedule the thing to get the guy to come out.
Yeah,
because of COVID, right? They're short staffed and all this.
Yep.
And I just see this more and more. So I'm just very frustrated with it. I'm trying to figure out, you know, how we move forward as a society, if this is sort of the norm.
Well, part of the thing, I'm hypothesizing here, because I, too, have bumped into a decrease in good customer service.
Same.
From many providers of many, many different things, to a point that it is frustrating me more so than it probably should be. And my theory is that it's because of the fact that there's more jobs available, that it's more difficult to get quality help.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my theory.
When I made the move to New Hampshire from Hawaii, we noticed a significant decrease in customer service quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens so often in so many places that I have dubbed it a culture of mediocrity. Right?
Yeah.
And it persists because as people grow up in this culture, like the natives here, right, they don't expect anything better. And so they've accepted right. this level of mediocrity as the norm. And then it gets exactly. worse because the kids grow up in it and they go get that first job and they're used to terrible service. So they provide terrible right. service. And that's how it persists. But there needs yeah. to be an example set of excellence and urgency, right, that people go like, wow, that's how it's supposed to be done. And then move, you know, how you move the culture in that direction is get more people to do that.
Classic.
If you have something that's broken and you try to fix it yourself, you can't make it any worse, right? You like, if there's something wrong with your washing machine and you find a YouTube video, like, I'm going to try to figure out how to do this by a YouTube video, you can do that. And if you screw it up anymore, it's like, well, it's already broken. You have nothing to lose, so you can try doing things yourself.
My watch was running 5 minutes slow. Now I don't have a watch.
Kahuna?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and I agree with you guys. It's just, it's, and I don't expect perfection. Look, I mean, you know, I
should.
I'm a service
provider. You absolutely should. Like, that should be the standard.
Well, you're right.
You have to push them in that direction.
That should be the standard, but we live in the real world, so things happen. But this is really pervasive now, and what really bothers me is, you know, sort of the attitude towards it. It's just like, you know, I'd say one of those four examples, the company made it right. But the other three really, it was like, you know, because of COVID, blah, 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 or really no apology. And that's really probably the most disturbing thing.
I once harassed the company on Kickstarter for a year to get them to make things right.
On Kickstarter?
Yeah. I ordered from Kickstarter. They canceled my order because I left a bad review for them. And then every time they posted a new Kickstarter, I'd Kickstart a dollar just so I could leave a comment. And I would say, this company is a scam. Email me at companyscam@gmail.com. And until they made it right.
Kahuna, you want to hang on?
Sure.
All right. Elon Musk buying Facebook. Is he? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We are a live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
We're going to go back to the big kahuna who is calling us from Florida. We're talking about the decline of good customer service, or even, in my opinion, competent customer service.
Culture of mediocrity.
Mediocrity.
Yeah. I believe Big Kahuna's original comment when I screened him was that just he's bumping into incompetence all over the place.
Yeah.
And I am too. So,
I'm sorry, I'm only here on Sundays. Touché.
Yeah, touché, touché. So, Big Kahuna, where else are you bumping into incompetence? You had mentioned, you know, you had some plumbers come in, do some, you know, install some toilets. Where else are you bumping into this?
Well, just a couple of days ago, I ordered a pizza from, a well-known company, without naming it.
Yeah.
And, it's one of these things where there's an app and you get a notification of it's been delivered. And I have to say that this company has been in the past performed very well and I've never had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, I get the notification and I go out to the front door and it's not there.
Okay.
And I kind of look around and okay, so I call, right?
Yeah.
And, I get the, I was in with the manager, and he said, let me talk to the driver. So he comes back, and he says, driver says that your screen door was locked, so he left it outside, so it should be on the sidewalk. So I go out there. It's not there. And so I call back, and I say, it's not there. And he said, well, I don't know what to tell you. And I said, okay, well, please provide me with a refund since you didn't deliver it. You know, I don't see it anywhere.
But I'm starving.
Okay.
And I said, I did.
I had to leave. I said, by the time you guys get out here, it's going to be like another 45 minutes, an hour, and I have to go somewhere. So Long story short, one of my neighbors, a couple hours later, knocks on my door and says, oh, this is somebody like four or five houses down the street, you know, so not like next door or anything. So, I think your pizza got delivered here and like the ants got to it. There were ants all over the place.
Yummy. They did leave it on the sidewalk. The guy wasn't lying.
They did.
It should be on the sidewalk somewhere, he said. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So that's just another, and that happened, that just happened. That was like a week after all this other stuff.
I had a similar incident with Walmart, like to get a $3 curtain rod delivered to my job. Took 2 weeks, multiple attempts, but because I was persistent in harassing like the delivery office, right? I had the direct line because they called me back, so I wrote it down. Like, caller ID, I'm not calling the Walmart helpline anymore. I'm calling directly to this phone that rings in their like their general area.
You want to call the legal department at Walmart?
But maybe like I was gifted at, you know, $30-$40 in gift cards.
Wow.
Right? And finally was handed like this $3 curtain rod.
That's an appreciating asset.
Sure. But it was because I was persistent. Most people aren't going to go through that much trouble for a $3 curtain rod. Because I could have driven out to Walmart, grabbed it off the rack, and been done with it.
Right, yeah.
Right, but no, I shouldn't have to do that. They were supposed to deliver it.
I've bumped into incompetent, poor customer service with several things recently. And I've done to solve my problems, I've done the one thing that you can do in a market situation, which is change providers.
Yep.
For example, not happy with my cell phone provider, haven't been for quite some time. They continuously bill me wrong. I have a hard time getting it corrected. When they do correct it, they apologize and they get it corrected, but I still have to waste a bunch of my time calling and, you know, stating my case, providing evidence that they have readily at hand that they can look up far easier than I can. So that was with cell phone, and then also my cable provider. The only reason that I had a cable provider at all was for internet, and I had this particular company because they were the only one available in the area that I live. Well, finally, another company who provides fiber has come around to my neighborhood, and so I switched over finally and got rid of the other company. And I've never been happier to give this particular cable company the bird, if you will. It's been a long time coming, and they've more than earned the bird. They earned the double bird. So, but that's what you could do in a market situation is you have the ability to say, you know, with your pizza deal, for example, Mr. Kahuna, you know, don't order from them anymore if, you know, it's gotten you, you know, gotten your undies in a bunch enough to where you're like, screw these guys. But you can't do that with government, of course. So when the government screws you over, particularly when it comes to, oh, I don't know, inflation, for example, or taxation, for example, you can't just say, hey, you know what, I'm going with another provider because they provide better services at a lower cost.
You can move to a better location that has a different governing body. Right, that's part of the impetus for the Free State Project or any number of the Move Here projects.
Right, which I have done.
Right.
So in that respect, yes, I have taken that measure, but I can't be without government at all. I can't be allowed to govern myself anywhere on planet Earth.
Who's going
to
pave the roads?
Well, the pizza company, of course.
Domino's. They've already started.
Yeah. Right. They're filling in the potholes.
Hey, Big Kahuna, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I don't
mind calling out the names of the companies that provide me bad service.
Yeah, me neither. I actually want to call out Uphold.
Okay.
They are a cryptocurrency company that they've got their fingers in a bunch of different crypto pies, whether it's exchanges, whether it's buying and selling cryptocurrency. They've got some loan products. They've got the reason that I chose to do business with them was because they have what's known as a cryptocurrency debit card. And what you can do is you can upload some cryptocurrency to your Uphold account, and then you can use their MasterCard debit card to make purchases, and they automatically do the conversion for you. And it was great, so I thought, until I realized that a particular thing that they were doing was putting a temporary hold, which isn't uncommon. All debit cards work this way. Like if you're getting gas or something,
yep.
Gas at the pump, You put your card in. It puts a temporary hold. In this case, it's $100, right? Because gas price is high now, so they got to hold $100.
Well, even when gas prices were lower, with the,
it was like 65 bucks or something like that.
The station I worked at was 150.
Well, it depends on what kind of station too. If you got diesel and you got semis coming. Anyway, my point is that they put a temporary hold of $100 on my card, and then I get gas. And let's say I get $50 worth of gas.
Yeah.
When I hang up the pump, it should go, oh, okay, here's $50 back. Yep. Well, the app never showed that. And so I open a ticket with these guys. This is well over, it's probably almost 8 months ago. I open a ticket with these guys and I go, hey, here's what's happening. There used to be an area where it showed how much of the cryptocurrency they took out of your account and how much they put back. And if you were Johnny on the spot and did the calculation right there at the spot price of whatever cryptocurrency you used, you could make sure that they weren't stealing from you. So I open a ticket, and I'm like, hey, I'm pretty sure it's just a bug. You need to just display the final dollar figure. So when you put the hold on my gas purchase, when I hang up the pump, you're not displaying that final dollar figure so that I go, oh, look, that's the correct figure. It matches the receipt. And so they're like, okay, you know, we'll work on it, blah, blah, blah. I checked in a couple of times over a month or so, and they're like, yeah, it's been escalated. We hope to have it fixed in a release sometime or whatever. 6 months or so goes by. And I was getting gas, and I noticed that my app notified me that the whole entire hold amount was, you know, was being held, and that's all it ever showed for the charge. And I decided to sort of check up on it. Well, I drilled down on it. Instead of fixing it to where they display the amount taken out and the amount put back, they just eliminated that whole area. So now they're actually taking the full $100 every time I get $50 worth of gas.
And you can't see it.
And I can't see it.
And they're probably making money on your money.
So I go ahead and I reopen this ticket because, you know, time has gone by. You know, maybe they notified QA or something, but the ticket itself had been closed. I just reply to all on the ticket so that it reopens it. I attach the new evidence to it. I have to bicker and complain and sort of become a Karen, if you will, to get past Tier 1 support to somebody who understands what the heck I'm talking about and the history of the ticket itself. Finally, I get to somebody, and they're like, oh, you know, there's something going on. We have to do a review of your account. I'm like, okay. In my estimation, I guessed that I was missing a couple $100. Nope. Well over $1,000.
Wow.
Well over $1,000, and they still haven't fixed the problem. So
but you got your money back.
They refunded the money. They temporarily locked up my funds because I had opened a ticket about that, and while they're investigating, they locked my funds, so I couldn't get back at it. I eventually got my funds out, and I've given up Hold the Bird. I'm no longer doing business with them.
Should you buy gasoline on a credit card?
603-283-6160. More free time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.